comes up to Hosea. Is that right? Yeah. And we're in chapter 2. I want to refresh us on something that I mentioned the other week. Verse 28. So just put your finger there. No, let's get into it, eh? And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. That's Joel chapter 2 and verse 28. And also on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. Now, one of the things that we've been praying for, we've been having these 21 days of prayer. We kicked it off last week. So this is the seventh day now, since we began. And one of the things that we've been praying for is for a mighty outpouring of God's Spirit on the church. For we call that revival, that we'd be revived and energized by the Spirit of God, fall more passionately in love with Him and that kind of stuff. So, and part of the reason why we're praying that is because God's word here in Joel chapter 2 promises that He will pour out His Spirit. Did you see that there? He said, it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Prophesy means to do something under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Like you can prophesy with words, you can prophesy with music, you could paint something, prophetically. There's various ways that you can prophesy. And it talks about the dreams and the visions. And so that's the promise of God there. But what I pointed out 2 weeks ago was that this little phrase in there, and it shall come to pass afterward. And those of you who were here a couple of weeks ago, you might recall that I was sort of parked on that for a little while. And it shall come to pass afterward. And so the question that I asked myself when I posed to the congregation a couple of weeks ago is, after what? When Peter preached it, he preached it a different way. In Acts chapter 2, he said, and in the last days I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. But the actual Joel here says, afterward. So to find out what the afterward, or what after what, we go back a few verses into the chapter. And we see what it was that Joel was talking about. And we go back to verse 15 to find out what it was you got to do first, and then after that, the Spirit of God will be poured out. We go into verse 15 of the same chapter, and it says, "Blow the trumpet in Zion. Consecrate a fast, call a sacred assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and the nursing babes, let the bridegroom go out from his chamber and the bride from her dressing room, let the priests who minister to the Lord weep between the porch and the altar. And let them say, spare your people, O Lord, and do not give your heritage to reproach." And then he continues a bit more after that. So what the Lord was saying to Joel in verse 15 is, this is what you do. You blow a trumpet, call everybody together, a sacred assembly, get them fasting, and he said, get the leaders of the church or the congregation to weep, by praying earnestly and getting before the Lord and begin to cry out to God and fast. And he says, everybody's involved. He said, get the bride out of her off her honeymoon, get the bridegroom away from his stag do or whatever it was that he was going through, and get the old, get the young, get the nursing babies, get everybody involved, and get everybody fasting and praying and seeking me and crying out to God. And then I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. So that's the after that. So I want to challenge you again, church, about this prayer and about this fasting and about coming together. And, you know, as I said, we're into the seventh day of our 21-day fast. And don't think to yourself, oh, I missed the first day. That means I can't be part of it. You can jump in right now. You can be the impact player that comes in and boom. Who knows what the impact player? You know the impact player? He's that big prop that you bring in just at the last, and he might only be on the field for 5 or 10 minutes, but he makes a huge impact when he comes into the game. So that could be you. You could be the impact player coming in. So don't worry, don't think, oh, I missed out. No, you can join in. We'll even add some more weeks on if you want. Make it a 28-day fast just so that you can be part of it. Yeah. And they say, okay, fasting. Now, fasting is a concept that we in New Zealand don't really kind of embrace that well. Well, we're more into the feasting. And to be fair, the Bible actually talks more about feasting than fasting. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with feasting. Just got to, you know, do some fasting in between the feasting. And so I want to encourage you in the fasting. You know, I even said to my whānau on Monday, challenged Pete and Josiah and their wives and their kids, what are you guys fasting? They all made little excuses. So I don't know what they're fasting yet. Only one of them's got back to me. But you say, oh, I've never done any fasting before. Well, the most extreme kind of fasting is food and water. And I don't recommend that, because after 3 days of not drinking, you will probably die. Okay, although there is a water shortage, so, you know, more for us. But you don't want to dehydrate. The next level of fasting is all food goes and you just drink water. That's pretty extreme, but for 21 days, if you wanted to, you could do it if you're a healthy person. If you're on medication or got a medical condition, you need to talk to your doctor before you do any kind of fasting like that, because we don't want it on our head if you get crook or sick and they, you know, it'll get on social media. Oh, they were doing fine until they went to that church and their pastor told them they stopped their medication and then they had it. And sadly, that has happened before. Not so much with the fasting, but in the area of healing, where somebody ill-advised went off the medication. Anyway, all I'm saying is that if you're on medication and it says take these pills, you know, with meals, and then you stop taking meals, you know, you could mess things up. So get some advice. But if you're who's healthy? Yeah, most of us. So there's no reason, if you wanted to, you could do a 21-day fast without food. The hardest part is the first 4 or 5 days. And once you break through that, it's the stomach gets used to it, and it gets better, right? And you just got to be careful about things like getting up too quick. You could get a dizzy spell. If you're doing some heavy work, heavy like farm work or forestry, you probably wouldn't want to do a full fast like that just for safety reasons. But if you've got a job behind a computer or something like that, you know, you could do a 21-day fast. So I see a lot of people signed up for it right now, yeah. Now, the next level of fasting is just to fast certain foods. Like you might say, right, I'm going to fast bread, or I'm going to fast sugar, or I'm going to fast vegetables, and or something. Daniel spent a time fasting. All he ate was, Daniel in the scriptures, he ate just vegetables and water for a period of 21 days. And so it's also a detox, if you do it that way. You might want to fast coffee. If you're a coffee drinker, that's the other thing. If you go after coffee, you're likely to get headaches. And so some people, they don't bother going after coffee because they can't be bothered with the headaches. And for 21 days, it's okay. For short fasts, you stay on the coffee. Why get a headache? If you're going for a long fast, you get off the coffee because you can't just live on caffeine. It's not good. The other kind of fasting, and Monty's a good example of this, is we call it intermittent fasting, where that we may be that you miss your breakfast, miss your lunch, and eat dinner, or fast certain days of the week. Intermittent fasting. So you've got all kinds of different sort of fasting. I want to encourage you, if you're part of this congregation, to embrace this and get involved in it. But you can also fast things like Facebook or social media. You could fast television. You could fast, fast your phone or something like that. If you're a married couple, you could fast sexual relationships for 21 days. For some of you, that won't be hard. For others, that may be a challenge. Yeah. But you do that by mutual consent. Just don't turn around to your husband and say, darling, I'm fasting. We're fasting, darling. As the Bible says, it's got to be by mutual consent for the purpose of prayer and fasting. So I'm saying all that because I am absolutely serious about seeing the Spirit of God move in our town. And so I want to challenge you, Hamilton, you can do whatever you want to do, but for Kaikohe, I want to challenge you to embrace this and to seek to get to one of our prayer meetings. We'll be praying over here in the prayer room, we're calling it, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. I can't pray for 2 hours. Well, come at 7 if you want to, or come at 7:30, or come at 7:45. But we do have some brothers who come, they're there at 6 and they stay all the way through to 8 o'clock. Now, you need to fit it in around your family commitments and your work commitments and all that kind of stuff. And, I mean, if you're working it, we need to find times where you can pray. Unfortunately, the truth is that some people, no matter what time you put it at, they won't come and pray. That's a different issue. And so 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, and Monday to Friday, Tuesday, 7 to 8 p.m. back in here, and Saturday morning, Allison's keen to do the 6 a.m. on Saturday morning. I wasn't that keen, but but as soon as I got there, I was keen. That's the interesting part. Yeah, 6 o'clock, I don't know about that. As soon as you get there, it's like, wow, man, I'm glad I got here. But we want to briefly talk about, if 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning is a better time, we'll do 9 o'clock. But we don't want to sort of just be mucking it around, making it around, and it's just the same people come every time. We may as well just, so I'm not sure exactly what the answer is there. And then it's 9 o'clock Sunday morning. You can come down and pray before church. And I put the challenge up to the east, to the Ngāti Rehia Hapu, to get a prayer meeting, because to come drive all the way over here for an hour's prayer meeting is a little bit challenging. But, we could have a prayer meeting out east somewhere, Kirikiri or something like that. And then those from Kaikohe, if they want to go over to Kirikiri and pray, kapoi. But the thing that we're praying for is, we used to pray for a lot of things and it was good. We had some great results. We're praying for healings and praying for salvation. We saw some great things. But what we're focusing on is revival, praying for revival in the church and transformation in the community. Yeah, and so come, you can come with your scriptures and quote the scriptures and speak the scriptures out. Many of us have been getting visions and impressions in the spirit, and I said to Roylina, write it down so you can pray. You can pray what the Lord has shown you. Make that into a prayer. And we've had some people like seeing trumpets and all kinds of hearing chariots. Yeah, I could tell you all these different things. It's quite interesting. We're a couple of mornings we're praying over here, and our mate Gal says, "Did you hear that?" She jumped up. "Did you hear that?" We're like, "No, what?" She said, "I heard something." And she's looking outside. Thought somebody had knocked her bike over. I said, no, we didn't hear anything. Anyway, turns out what she heard was chariots. The sound of chariot wheel. And now, that's a spiritual thing. When if you hear chariot wheels, you know, the noise of a chariot, that's angelic powers. That's the armies of heaven that you're hearing. And so various ones are seeing various things and hearing various things. And we're taking it seriously because then we come and pray these bits. I don't want to put anybody on the spot, but so I might just leave it there. But you know, some of you, even today, you know, the reason why you're here is because you've been responding to the Spirit of God calling you, you know, and that's something we've seen. We won't get into too much detail about that today. So I want to challenge you. And you know, I had ideas about, well, hands up, we can come to the Saturday. I don't think I'll bother doing that, but just to come. Yeah, we don't want to feel anybody to feel coerced or pushed into coming to a prayer meeting. Waste of time. But at the same time, we want to challenge you to come. And if it's right. What I wanted to talk about this morning, that's not even what I wanted to talk about. Is that still my drink?